And I talk in Latin, that's the
yeah, it's not. You said that your mother was not very well when you were young, and that it was hard for her to do things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if she had help in the house to take care of things, or
it's just the children. And back to my house and cleaned up things. And I made most of her clothes. She couldn't, if I didn't make them, why? My sister and I would go shopping with her, and then we would get the mother. We took care of my mother.
What kinds of things did you play when you were young?
Oh, run, sheep, run. Hide and go seek. Baseball. And remember, my brothers didn't want me to play. The other thing, they used a hard ball. And they said I might get hurt. But I got out there, and while I was in the field, I very seldom got up the bat. You have to catch a fly before you can get up the bat. Well, I remember the first fly I ever caught, I thought, oh, brought tears to my eyes. But I had caught it, and I held it. And they said, did it hurt? Didn't it hurt? Did you want to cry? Well, I got the bat once, and then they finally got it up. I had to catch three flies. I got too good at it before I could go back. And in school, I used to play on the girls' team. And then when I got a little bit older, I was a forward in basketball. And the coach wanted me to go to different schools out of town, you know, where I'd have to stay overnight and then they would be hitting at me. So that round that one up, I probably would have been pretty good if I had been allowed to go, because they always put the biggest ones as my guard. And even with them, I'd always make my basket.
Do you know what your mother's objection was? Why she wouldn't let you go?
Oh, it was too boy-like. And too much. She didn't want me to be a poison. And as far as wearing slack, I never would. I wore slack home once after I was married. And she said, only corn pickers do that. She said, wear dress. I wore dress. And I wasn't supposed to. I did a lot of things she didn't know about, of course. But when I got on the trapeze, I used to do that when I had pants on. But she didn't know it. There was very, very little like that that I could get away with. But I was out there with the boys, and marbles. I used to play marbles, and I could spin a top. I played all the games that they played, but mostly it was baseball or basketball. Those games around home were, I know they call run, sheep, run. I don't know what they call it now. They still play the same game, I know. But they probably call it by another name. Or you're supposed to tag the person, before they get to a certain line, one side to the other.
Did you like school as a child? Did you like school?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, that's where the fun was. Yes, I went regularly. Mm-hmm.
You said you had to walk to school.
Yeah.
How far did you live from school?
About a mile. Mm-hmm. And it was muddy. And there were grain fields in between my place and the school farm.
You said your parents particularly your mother was very religious. Did you go to church?
Yes, I sure did. Yeah, I'm a Episcopalian. Mm-hmm. And then there was a lot of missions started that, I kept going to church, you know, the Episcopal church always. But then this little mission started up, and they would have Sunday school in the afternoon, Sunday afternoon. And they had a lot of programs, and they go on picnics and things. And so I went to that. I'd go to my church in the morning, and Sunday afternoon I'd go to this little mission. And it was nice. Oh, no, I had a firm religious upbringing. I don't go to church as often as I should now. I go when I go to San Bernardino because my niece is an organist in his church, and she goes regularly, and so I go along. Now I go up and I stay sometimes weeks on end. So I go to their picnics and choir practice and their parties. It's nice. You meet a lot of nice guys. You can go over here. Once in a while, there's one of the men in the senior citizens that is going to walk along. He'll ask me if I don't want to go over to his church to a dinner. Well, I go. But I'm a participant. It doesn't matter. Religion, one is just the same. We're all trying to go to the same place. And now I hold no differences there. But my son-in-law is a Catholic. And my daughter is a Methodist. And neither one of them go to church. It don't make any difference to me at all, one way or the other.
When you got into high school, you were involved in sports. Were you involved in other kinds of activities?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Basketball. Mm-hmm. Basketball was my
mm-hmm. And you said you didn't finish high school right then.
No.
You were married. How many years of high school did you have? You said?
Two. Mm-hmm.
Well, how old were you when you were married?
Too young. Too young.
We're all too young.
Yeah. I wouldn't have liked for anybody. No. marriage is fine, I guess. I still have my doubts. On the other hand, I wouldn't live with anybody without being married. All my background is very much against that. I wouldn't believe in it anyway, because a woman loses too much when she starts living with a man. First off, Social Security. Self-respect. No. Neither one of my marriages is what you would call a huge success. As a matter of fact, everything wiped out from under me, by both of you. How could I think any other way? I think, I've only been in love with one man, not with the first one. And I think that goes true for every marriage. You give the most when you're young. There's nothing left after that.
You said your mother had been very much against you.
Oh, very much against. Very much against.
Did that cause problems between you at all, between you and your family when you decided to
do it? No, not between me, but he knew that there was, and he'd try to keep me away from them. he didn't want me, you know, to home. He was very sure that I never had anything when I went home. So, knew I'd have to go back to him. No, it didn't really cause, and no, they never openly said anything to him either. Not, they said it to me, but not to him. And however, his folks were a little bit different. They said it to me as well as to him, I guess. No, there was no happiness there. Not really.
How old was he?
Well, he was in, I think he was around 30 when I married him. My teens. So, then of course it was 1930 before I was 28 when my daughter was born. It was a long time. Between my...
Can I ask you what kind of birth control you used? You did?
Mm-hmm. Long time. I should have had my eyes open quicker, but I didn't. But as my sister used to say, well, my children were keeping my feet on the ground. So, I guess there's a blessing in disguise. So I'm not sorry I had the children. I love them very much. And I think they're proud of me. I'm never sure. So,
was there a reason why you waited so long to have them?
No. I just didn't get pregnant. And then Ed's younger sister had a little boy, and then he seemed to want one after that. I don't know why, but he never wanted to support him. And then when his daughter's, he told Catherine, she had dinner with him. He said he wanted her to meet his wife. She was a real good guy, but she couldn't have any children. They'd like to have them, but she couldn't have any. I wonder why. He never supported the two he had. Never. Not even some babies. He didn't even want to send Catherine to school because the boy was a year and a half younger, and he felt that buying books for her, if they were both entered at the same time, why then they not both use the same book? That won't work. But I insisted on that. Well, that she might. Back in Oklahoma, we had to buy books. So
he didn't want to send her to school when she was young?
No, she went to center school when she was 6 years old. I said it. So, it's just one more thing. She was ready for school. Every child is ready. As a matter of fact, I think she was ready for school much sooner than most children. But, it's not a good idea to get them out of their age group. They're physically and mentally, they aren't as advanced. They might learn good and all that, but the social things are not for those that are younger. Mm-hmm. And I stuck to my guns. And of course then I went back to Douglas, she was married, and I just had Bob left, and he just went 1 year to college, and then he went to work for Ford Company. Oh, did I tell you, when she was 12 years old, I think I was interrupted there. When she was 12 years old, she was just out of the oven, she wanted to earn money. And so, went to a grocery store in Rockville, and so she went in and she asked if she couldn't have a job. And they hired her. And all the war, you know, 1944, 45, she worked in there, and she cut meat, and she earned real good money. And after she got to, she got into high school, she didn't like that job in her grocery store. And the man on the, who ran the fishing boat back and forth, asked her if she went and worked in his restaurant. And she went in, she worked in the restaurant. And I think she was about 16, 17. I don't remember. And, so she was that one summer, but she wasn't very fond of that. And a bake shop went in. And they came down, but most she wouldn't work in the bake shop. She never asked for these, she only asked for the one. That was the first job. So she went and worked in the bake shop. And I think she worked there, she worked in there for quite a long while. Because she could work after school. And then the theater went in, and the theater manager came down, my girl, she didn't work as cashier, but she knew him as cashier. And as men on, she began to go. And then she got tired of all that kind of jobs, and she had to have a toothpick someday, and so I took a little bit to get it, and she got to asking him about the better work. And he asked her if she wouldn't like to work out as nurses on vacation and learn how to run the x-ray machine and all that. She did. So that's what she majored in when she went to college. Got a hygienist. But after she got married, her husband was sent to Bermuda. And she was in Bermuda 2.5 years with him. And she couldn't get on as a dental hygienist. They just used the wax. The waves, and so she went in to civil service, and she was secretary to the Protestant chaplain, and so she was there when Prince Philip and Eisenhower and Churchill were there, and she had some very good pictures, and. She had some good pictures of Bermuda, but I was still trying to get over the depression, you know, raising two children as no joke. And she did have 5 broken arms during that period, and Bob had 1, plus an appendix operation, so.
When you were on the farm?
No, this was after my divorce, but during the war, after the war.
When you were first married, did you and your husband have any kind of social activities that you...
No, he was in the Navy. He was in the Navy, and he was strictly, there was really nothing. He had a lot of friends, and... he'd always bring his friends with him, and at least one of them. And I'd always have to hunt up another girl who, I had plenty of girlfriends.
What about when you were on the farm in Oklahoma? Did you go out much then?
Well, I tell you, like I like I said, when we were on the farm, we were 6 miles from anybody but his people. And his mother saw to it that I got in the farm club so that I could take her. She didn't drive, I did. And he was an American Legion, and that's what he went in for. And of course, every meeting night, he'd want to go to town, but he'd want me to stay home, and I couldn't do it. I used to get the children ready, and I did. And that way I did meet a few people in town. And while he was at his meeting, we'd be playing cards at different houses. And since I was always ready to bring in a chicken or something else, you know, so we think it could be, well, naturally, I was always involved in their card games. And I enjoyed playing. And then sometimes they would all come out to my house, our house. But it was so far out, it was so dark and everything, that and in the winter time, there was so much snow and ice particularly, that we just couldn't go. And then towards the last, he joined the Masonic Lodge. And then he didn't want to go out. But then he got to chase me out the other way.
Did you have groups that you belong to that, like maybe sewing groups, quilting groups?
Well, that was the Farm Women's Club, yes. And the county agent came out to my house and to see what I had done for the children and see what I would do. And she had me go with her on and give a talk several times. On one such thing, I had gone into one of these leather places where they had a lot of scrap leather, small pieces, real small, and I had taken them and sewed them together and made a jacket. And she thought that was so neat. So she had me go to different clubs around the county with her. And we take that jacket along and show up. I lined it. And look, then I've always been pretty good at sewing. And then what I had done for the children, I put up a small swing. I made it myself. And I brought sand up out of the river to let them have a sandbox. And of course, the swing was so small, like they weren't that big, you know, to have a great big swing, but it was something that they could play and keep close to the house. And then down, I used to have some of them come out, and we'd go down on the river and pick the cones, go swimming in the swimming holes. I remember one time all we had was our underwear on. We went swimming. When we looked up on the bank, there was a bunch of farm hands. And I'm watching. Well, we were in our underwear. And you see more down here on the beach than you can see. But they were all watching. That was really something. And another time, the PTA had a general meeting, and So we went, and they had this German band. Oh, it was wonderful. And everybody was sitting there holding their hands, and one of the neighbors said, "Addie, that sounds good. Let's dance by." And I said, "Sure does." And he said, "Well, thanks." So we got up and we danced. And did I ever get called out? So I was everybody dancing. The next day, that was at one of the school board members came over and said, "We don't allow dancing in the schoolhouse. You're not to do that again." I said, well, that news to me. I said, out there in California, we used to go to those schoolhouses, but DeBoer and these outlying little schoolhouses. It was a chance for everybody to kind of get together, and we danced. We weren't doing anything wrong. As a matter of fact, all the social life kind of was held around the schoolhouse that day out here, but not back there. That was strictly for PTA, and if they wanted to have music, well, that was it. I don't think they ever had another drum. They never had another band. But this man and his wife came over, and they laughed about it. They thought that was wonderful that I'd get up and start to dance. A total stranger in the area, and I'd get up and dance, start it off. And then, funny thing happened. There was a farm across the river. It was quite a ways away, that had a barn they used to dance in. And while I was working there at Douglas, this last time, it was around the 60s sometime, this boy came to work, and he was very, very secret about where he came from. And he was a process engineer. And I said, "Archie, you've got an Okie girl." He said, "Well, I was born in Oklahoma." I said, "Where?" He said, "Oh, on Ponca City." I said, "Well, Black Wells right there close." I said, "Did you know anybody around there that I used to know?" Well, he didn't know. He said, his father used to play in the band at this barn. And I said, "We lived right there close by." And he says, "I was born there." And he says, "Don't ever tell anybody." Because he said, they kind of looked down at Archie. I said, "They don't either." I said, "People are people. And they don't look down at anybody." But he was very concerned that nobody find out that he was from Oklahoma. And another instance like that. I went back to Arkansas with this friend from Kernville. And when I was back there, woman came in. She was a stepdaughter of Tomer's sister. And she said, "Are you married?" And I said, "No." "So how many times you've been married?" I said, "Five." She said, "You have been divorced?" I said, "Yes." "Oh, they do that in California."